Endemologist Christ has speak.
奉主圣灵说话。
First, greeting to all the brothers and sisters.
首先问候各位弟兄姐妹的安。
May the peace and grace, the blessing of God be with you all.
愿神的恩典平安还有神的祝福能够临到各位。
Today, that's we are going to study together the teachings in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15.
那今天大家要来学习《生命记》第十五章里当中的教训。
We know that in the Old Testament, that God gave the chosen people His law.
那我们知道，在旧约呢，神将这个神的律法颁布给他的子民。
And so this law that actually, of course, is including the moral law, the Ten Commandments.
这样这个律法当包含了这个十诫。
And also the ordinance or statute, I mean different regulation that's actually to govern their life.
还有一些律例典章，还有关于他们生活的准则。
So that's in their life, they should not forget that this true God. He is the leader.
在上午当中呢，不要忘记神就是他们的生命的主宰。
And also that in whatever they do, that should be in line with His will.
还有他们的生活要跟神的旨意来符合。
So that's the Israelite that can manifest the true God in their life.
让生命当中呢，能够来彰显出神的样式。
Chapter 15, that's we're going to study.
那我们要来查考的是《生命记》第十五章。
First, I'm going to divide the chapter.
所以我们先把它分成几个段落。
We're going to divide it into five different parts.
我们可以看到分成五段。
The first part is from verse 1 to 6.
第一段是第一节到第六节。
Basically, here talk about the law release.
那这是关于这个豁免的律法
or cancel the debts,
还有这个债务的免除。
And from 7 to 11,
那从第七到十一节。
And God actually commanded them to help the poor generously.
那神说呢，要来慷慨的施与贫穷人。
And from 12, third part, from 12 to 15.
第三段是12到15节。
And about the command to release a slave.
那再讲到这个奴仆的律例。
And from 16 to 18.
16到18节是另外一段。
It talk about the law regarding a bond servant.
那这是讲到这个奴仆的这个事情。
And from 19 to 23.
那再是19到23节。
That's the fifth part.
是第五段。
It talk about the firstborn.
那这也是讲到关于投生的。
The firstborn male, including human being and also animal.
那包含是公的，包含人还有牲畜。
Now that's we put attention or get attention on the first part.
首先我们先来看第一段。
Chapter 15 was 1 to 7.
生命记15章。
1 to 6, sorry.
1到6节。
First to read was 1 and 2.
我们先看1到2节。
Was 1 and 2. Deuteronomy chapter 15 was 1. At the end of every 7 years, Israel grant a release of debts. 2, and this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his labor shall release it. He shall not require it of his labor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Can you read, please?
第一节，每逢七年末一年，你要施行豁免。豁免的定例乃是这样：凡债主要把所借给邻舍的豁免了。 不可向邻舍和弟兄追讨，因为耶和华的豁免年已经宣告了。
So, the key phrase here is the law release.
那这里的关键词就是呢，耶和华豁免。
So meaning that it's the will of God.
所以呢，这个是神的方式。
For the chosen people to comply with, to fulfill.To do it.
他要这个神的选民这样子去施行。
And, but we know that it's concerning their day-to-day life.
那这是关于他们每日的生活。
So I can see that in the Old Testament, that the law of God actually is govern their day-to-day life as well.
所以看到旧约这个律例呢，都是跟他们关乎他们的日常生活的。
So here to talk about creditor and.The lender and the borrower, creditor and the debtor.
那这个债主呢，还有借债的人。
So, in the Israel society, that's when they lend or they borrow, with the understanding that they only pay until every seven years, and the loan or the whatever they borrow will be cancelled.
所以在以色列他们是明白说的，当他们来借债或是来借跟人家来借款的话呢，他们的这个期限呢是到七年，就是六年，第七年的时候呢，就这些债款会豁免。
So it's very different from the society where we live in. That's when you borrow, with the term that's or the contract you sign, you agree, and you have to abide on it.
那这是跟我们现今的律例是不一样的。如果我们像我们的合约当中呢是怎么写的呢？我们就要来实行。
So I can see that the society that which is governed by God's way different.
所以呢，这个他们以色列百姓他们的律例呢是以神的这个规定为主的。
God always consider the hardship of the poor.
那神呢看到这贫穷人的困苦。
Those is needed borrowing. Maybe they're in a bad time. Maybe their circumstances were bad at the time.
那需要借款的人呢，他们呢或许在困苦的当中，或是非常的在财务上有困难。
It may be due to various reasons.
那可能是因为各种不同样的原因。
But God have this law that every 7 years the whatever they borrow or the debts they own to will be cancelled.
那是神的律法呢，是每七年呢这样子的这个借债呢就会来豁免。
So you can see that whoever does at that time whoever was the lender or the brother, they need to obey.
那这是呢，来借款的人呢，这要来实行的，要来遵守的。
So it's important for the brother that's who lent to whoever that's another brother's understand that they need to strictly follow the commandment of God.
那所以呢，在借这些债主呢，要记得然后来遵守这些律法。
Because here mentioned was three mentioned.
因为在第三节这里提到
，It said that's a.Of a foreigner, you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owned by your brother.
三节，若借给外邦人，你可以向他追讨；但借给你弟兄，无论是什么，你要松手豁免了。
So here say that give up your claim.
那说呢，你要松手豁免。
So you see, meaning that you need to totally.Cancel whatever, sum or amount you have lent to your brother.
那就是说呢，你所借出的不管金额多少，你就要来放弃。
For what reason?
那原因是什么呢？
Because it's here mentioned first that's because they are your brothers.
那首先第一个原因就是呢，因为他是你的弟兄。
If you look at Look at further. Verse 4.
那如果我们继续看第四节。
verse 4, except when there be no poor among you, for the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is given you to possess as an inheritance.
那第四节，就必在你们中间没有穷人了，在耶和华你神所赐给你为业的地上，耶和华必大大赐福于你。
So you see that the reason why God does gave them this law, is to eliminate all the poverty.
那所以看到呢，神为什么颁布这个律法的原因呢？就是要让他们中间不再有穷人。
God wanted to give those in debt another opportunities.
那就是要让那些借债的人有再一次新的机会。
Or another's opportunity to rebuild their life.
那有个机会呢，能够让他们来重建他们的生活。
So I can see that the intention, the will of God always gives always of the best.
那可以看到神的旨意都是最好的旨意。
And from here we can see that in their life they should not forget that they are the chosen people, whether they are the borrower or they are the creditor.
啊，所以要让这个以色列百姓，不论是债主还是借债的呢，都要来记住神在他们中间。
So they are the chosen people.
啊，他们是神的选民。
So they need to follow the commandment of God.
那因此要来遵守神的颁布的律法。
So here I mentioned that if you look at verse 5.
那如果我们来看第五节。
Only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe with care all this commandment which I command you today.
四节五节，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你这一切的命令。
So you see that in the eyes of God, the chosen people in their life need to follow or need to obey His commandments.
那所以，身为神的选民呢，他们要来谨守遵守神所吩咐的命令。
And yes, mention that carefully.
那这里也说呢，你要来留意，然后谨守遵行。
So it's important that the relationship between the chosen people and God is all to do with keeping the commandments.
那所以这个选民呢，跟神的关系呢，就是在于来遵守神的话。
So sometimes that's they will have kind of a difficulty to comply with the will of God.
那有时候呢，要来施行会是有一些实际上的困难。
Because you talk about money.
因为我们在谈到很实际的这个金钱。
And people that maybe look at money more than God.
那有些人可能会把金钱看得比神还更重要。
Maybe it's become an idol for a lot of people.
那甚至呢，对于某些人来说呢，这个钱就是他们的所敬拜的偶像。
A lot of people that when they believe in Christ Jesus, or those that in the olden day, maybe they live a life for money, not for God.
那有些人敬拜神，或者是在过去呢，他们来其实是为了钱而活，而不是为神而活的。
So when we come to the aspect that keeping the commandment maybe become a hindrance for them.
那所以这个要遵守这个诫命呢，是一个困难的事情。
But what God wants them to do is that you need to.Do the commandment, which is the greatest thing in your life, greater than the money.
但是神说你要遵行神的话呢，而且要看比钱看得更为重要。
Another part is that what God wanted to some people to look at, that's you need to have the heart of compassion or love for your brother, sister.
那神呢要求这些百姓所看重是说，你对你的弟兄要有怜悯，要有恩慈。
Because here we are talking about is a brother sister is a brother between the brother they are the offspring of Abraham or they are the chosen people.
那这里所提到的弟兄呢，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是神的选民。
So meaning that they are they are the people of God.
总结来说呢，就是他们大家都是神的孩子。
So in the eyes of God, that in whatever circumstances, you need to comply with, you need to comply with His requirement.
所以呢，在神的眼中呢，不管的情况是怎么样呢，都要来遵行这个律例。
Because why? Because it's the land that you have, the land that they had, was given by God.
那原因呢，是因为呢，他们所拥有的这个地土呢，也是神所赐给他们的。
The harvest that they are able to have was given by God.
那他们的丰收呢，也是神所赏赐的。
So everything was given by God.
那他们所拥有的一切都是神所赐予的。
So God only asked them to cancel a little bit, maybe a little bit, if compared to the blessing of God.
跟神所赐
予的，
他们所能所豁免的只是一点点。
So because it's if compared to the blessing of God, how God has enabled them to make earn a lot or to have a good harvest, is nothing.
那比起神所赐给他们的福气，让他们所拥有的丰收呢，这些是比不上的。
So.God said that if you obey,
那所以神说呢，你若谨守遵行，
He said that I will greatly bless you.
那我会大大的赐福于你。
So I can see that for those that really does do the commandment of God, they won't lose anything.
那所以那些遵守神话的人呢，他们不会缺乏，不会损失。
Only gain. Only gain.
那只有获得。
Meaning that the blessing of God more than the debts they cancel.
那就是说呢，比起呢，他们神所赐福给他们的，他们所豁免的是比不上的。
So from here we see quite clearly that only obey and you don't need to worry other things.
那所以就会看到说呢，谨守遵行，你其他的事情都不用担心。
And God will take care of their life.
那神会照料他们的生活。
Today, that's we can learn the lesson that's we need to really that's keep the keeping the commandments most important make it the most important matter.
那今天我们要学习的教训就是呢，要将神的律例、神的话呢，看为一件最重要的事。
Because very often that's when we live a life or when we conduct our life.Day-to-day life in the society, we tend to forget that we are the chosen people of God.
那因为呢，我们在社会上每天这样子生活，常常会忘记我们其实是神的选民。
We forget that God wants us to manifest that the status that we are the chosen people.
那我们也忘了呢，神要求我们将我们这份角色呢，来在这个社会上来彰显。
Oh, we have been sanctified, meaning that we have been set apart from the world to belong to Him.
那我们也成圣，被神分别为圣，来分开，来归给神。
So especially in the church, that's we need to have this compassion and love for our brother sister.
那特别在教会呢，我们要对弟兄姐妹有这样子怜悯的心。
So whatever our brother sister have offending us or have anything that he owns us, we should forgive.
那如果弟兄姐妹有冒犯我们的，或者是有欠我们的，我们要来原谅，来豁免。
So Jesus Christ once has taught the disciple the forgiveness of the teaching of forgiveness.
那耶稣基督呢也教导过他的门徒关于这个原谅的饶恕的这个教训。
I will look at Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Was 12.
十二节。
So here is the Lord's Prayer.
这里是主祷文。
Here is in the Lord's Prayer that's Jesus Christ had taught the disciples that we need to forgive other people's debt.
那这耶稣基督教导门徒说呢，要来免了人的债。
Verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
十二节，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
So you see that as a chosen people, that our aim, our focus should be the kingdom of God.
那身为神的选民呢，我们的目标应该是神的国。
We should not be so much on the money, or we treated money so important more than anything else.
而不是呢，将金钱看得非常重要，比其他的东西都还重要。
But we should treat it doing the will of God, doing the commandment of God is the most important.
那最重要的应该是来遵行神的旨意，来还有来实行他的诫命。
Because that will enable us to be blessed by God more, and also cause us to enter the kingdom of God.
那这样子神呢就会更加来祝福我们，然后最终我们能够到他的国度。
We come back to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
我们看回来《生命记》第十五章。
We look at the second part.
我们来看第二段。
The second part from verse 7 to 11.
七节到十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 7 to 11.
生命记十五章七到十一节。
We look at that from verse 7 to 8.
我们看七到八节。
If there is among you a poor man of your brother within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart, nor shut your hand from your poor brother's aid, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs.
第七节，在耶和华你神所赐给你的地上，无论哪一座城里，你弟兄中若有一个穷人，你不可忍着心，攥着手，不帮扶你穷乏的弟兄。八节，总要向他松开手，照他所缺乏的借给他，补他的不足。
So here, that's God commanded the chosen people to help the poor brothers among them.
那这里呢，神命令的那些他们弟兄呢，有穷人的，你要来施予慷慨。
Because here mentioned the poor man is their brothers.
因为这个穷人呢是他们的弟兄。
And also, he said that within any of the gate, that means that within where they live.
那这说无论哪一座城，就是说呢，不管他们住在哪里。
Meaning that you need to help those you know.
那就是说呢，你认识的人，你就要来帮助他。
Those who live in the same town.
那在同一个城里的人。
First, that you need to help those who live in the same town.
那首先呢，是从要帮助那些你住在同一座城的人。
Or maybe near where you live in your land.
那或是呢，来临近你所住的地的地方。
Because it's as I mentioned, that everything's is given by God.
那就是提到说呢，神这是这个些东西呢，都是神所赐给你的。
So God has actually command them that they have this generosity to the poor brothers who at the time maybe was undergoing a bad time.
那这里说呢，神说呢，要来帮助这些穷人，因为他们可能在正在困难的时期。
And here mentioned that it's very important that how you look at your brothers, whether you truly welcome them is your brothers or not.
那这里也提到说，很重要是说，是你怎么样看他呢？他是不是你的弟兄
？Whether you acknowledge him as your brothers，
你是不是把他看作是你的弟兄来照顾
But when we talk about money of in the financial aspect,
那当然我们看到财务，大家谈到金钱的时候，
because this will cause uneasiness in our heart.
那就会让我们心中就是有点不，就是不。
And also that's because we still they're still in the flesh, or we're still in the flesh.
那因为不论是他们是我们，都还是带着肉身。
If you do make decision based on your how you feel or based on the physical aspect, you won't really that can help your brother generously or don't want to help.
那如果呢，你是以你的肉身或是你用你的感情来看待这件事情的话，那你可能不会来这样子慷慨的来去帮助他。
Because sometimes maybe we think that you deserve this hardship because you are lazy or you haven't done your part or because you have the bad habit and then you lose the money.
那我们可能会想说呢，啊，你这样子的穷乏呢，是因为你自己的习惯不好，没有来努力工作，然后呢来懒惰的而造成的结果。
Like in today's society, some of them they went through the bad time or.A hardship because they lose the business or the business went bankrupt.
那在今天的社会来说呢，他们可能造成的经济上的困难，可能是因为他的事业或是遇到什么问题，然后呢来造成破产之类的。
So they are in debt or they hasn't got sufficient to live on. It's for a reason.
那他们有这样子的缺乏呢，是有原因的。
Because this is the reason that or is an opportunity given to those who are able to help or they have the capacity to help them.
那这样子，但是呢，这样子的缺乏呢，是给了这些其他人有个机会能够来帮助。
Those have the ability.
那这些有能力的人也能够来施行那个协助。
Meaning that those have the money can help them.
啊，意思就是说呢，如果有钱的呢，可以来帮助他们。
So it's one way to see that how the love that we have for our brother sister or the love that we have for God.
那这也是从一种方法说呢，看出我们对神的爱，还有看出我们对弟兄姐妹的爱。
And so that's why there was nine. He talked about some of them said that they were not willing to do it.
那第九节看到呢，这里就有一些人呢就不愿意这样子去行。
They're not willing to do it because they're not willing to forgive or actually to cancel the debt that the brother going to own them.
那他们不愿意这样子做，然后不愿意去来豁免，然后将他们的债务来取消。
Look at verse 9.
看第九节。
Verse 9, beware.Lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, "The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand." And your eyes be evil against your poor brother. You give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and you become sin against you.
第九节，你要谨
please.
不可心里起恶念说，第七年的豁免年快到了，你便恶眼看你穷乏的弟兄，什么都不给他，以致他因你求告耶和华，罪便归于你了。
So you can see that when we really does follow our own heart or feeling, and from the worldly perspective, and our hearts won't be able to come to a term that come to a term that lending money to the poor brothers.
那呢？如果我们是照着我们的
if we follow our feelings in our heart.
啊、如果我们只是照着我们心里的感觉，或是我们照着这个世俗的标准来看呢，我们可能就不愿意，然后将来帮助这些穷乏的弟兄。
Because this flesh always is care themselves, yeah.
因为如果照着肉体的想法呢，只是想要来照料自己。
We all have this selfishness.
那我们都有这样的自私的心呢，在我们里面。
So that's why you say there's a wicked in the eyes of God, evil.
那这里呢，这里说呢，是神看为恶的事情。
Because why? Because it's you don't do good on your brother in the eyes of God. When they cry out to God, it's a sin.
那意思说呢，如果这个他求告神的话呢，这是一个罪，这个罪就会归于你。
So today, we should generously to help those who are in need.
那所以呢，在有穷乏人还有需求的时候，我们要来帮助他们。
So we all know whether we have the means to help our brother sister.
那我们都知道，我们是不是有方法，我们有能力来帮助弟兄姐妹。
And sometimes that's we take some time for us to make a decision.
那有时候呢，我们需要做出一个决定。
Because sometimes we need to overcome our fleshly desire.
有时候呢，我们需要来先胜过我们的这个肉体的情欲。
Because the first desire doesn't want to help other people. It just want to enjoy a life with the blessing, with the money, blessed by God.
因为呢，如果照着肉体来说的话呢，我们其实不愿意帮助他们，我们只是想要来享受，然后来享受神所赐给我们的福气。
In this case, that's they don't want to lend money to the brother, and later on they cannot get it back.
因为呢，从这边的例子来看呢，他们不想要来帮助这些弟兄呢，因为他们不想要在第七年到了，然后没办法将这些钱拿回来。
So today, that's the true love is that you lend or you help your brother without condition.
那这个真实的爱呢，应该是说呢，你来帮助，你来借他们，而且但是不求回报。
It's what Jesus Christ did on us. That's he did everything on us without expecting us to return.
那就像耶稣基督在这世上所做的。他做的一切的事情，却没有要求我们来做什么。
Meaning that it's up to you whether you want to believe in me and to have a eternal life, and because he already done everything for us, he already forgive our sins before the creation. Meaning that you already have the will that to forgive human sin before the.Before the creation.
那意思就是说呢，在这个神造万物之前呢，不管你相信他或是不相信他，他已经将他的爱来施行给我们，来将这个救恩来给我们了。
So that's why that's here that's when we really love one another in the church that's this love should not based on any condition.
那所以我们如果要真正实行彼此相爱，这样子的爱是不求回报的。
And if you have, it happened that you have lent some money to other brother sister, of course, as the brother sister on their part need to return or need to repay.
那当然，如果我们有借款给弟兄姐妹的，他们有这个义务呢，要将这些来还回来。
But on your part, that you should not expect that they will repay. That's our mentality should be.
那但是呢，在你的角度来看呢，你是不应该要求将这些东西拿回来。
Because why? That's because the wealth that we accumulated of the wealth that we have.Was given by God.
那这是因为呢，我们所累积的财物都是从神而来的。
So, it's important that we understand that if we do the will of God, God will bless us more.
那我们要明白的是呢，如果我们来遵行神的旨意呢，他更会来大大的祝福我们。
We look at the third part.
那我们来看第三段。
Look at the third part.
那我们看第三段。
From verse 12 to 15.
从12节到15节。
From verse 12 to 15.
12节到15节。
So here it says regarding the commandment to release a slave.
那这里是讲到这个要来释放奴仆的这个条例。
And for some reason, that's at the time, brothers or a chosen people, that's they sold themselves to be a slave to their brothers.
那如果在刚好呢，有一个希伯来的男人或女人被卖给你来服侍你当奴隶的话。
And according to the law of God, that's they only serve them 6 years without pay.
那他们根据律例呢，他们会来服侍你六年，不用来付工资。
Every 7 years, they need to let them go free.
然后到了第七年，要放他自由。
So one way that can show how God how God says actually says her mercy on the on those as who are poor who are really that's going through hardship.
那所以呢，从一个地方可以看出神是施慷慨的神，然后呢，来帮助贫穷人的神呢，可以从这边看。
Because God wants them to restart their life.
因为神希望他们重新开始他们的生活。
Because during the six years, that's why they serve their master or the brother. That's the life that's for them. They need to serve them.
在这六年当中呢，他已经来服侍你啊，服侍了六年了。
So they don't have their own life.
所以呢，他们没有自己的生活。
And the reason to release them so every 6-7 years so that they can rebuild their life again.
那所以呢，这个律例呢，让第七年他让他可以得自由，就是要让他能够重新自己的生活。
So this actually law provide hope or give hope to those who are.Really, that's in a bad shape in their life.
那这个律例呢，让这些人呢，让他们有一个希望，然后能够来重新他们开始他们这个生命。
So they can have the hope that's to be free.
那他们就有能够得到自由的这样子的希望。
And they can have the hope that to restart or rebuild their own life.
那可以重新开始来建造他的自己的生活。
So today, that's we always is always is to help those brothers who are maybe unfortunately in a very bad situation.
啊，所以当有弟兄姐妹是在这个不好的状况当中呢，我们要来协助帮助他。
So in doing so, that or during we are helping them, we can give them hope that one day they can come out of the difficulties.
那这样我们这样子的帮助他呢，就让他们有一个希望，说之后呢，他们能够重新开始他们的生活。
Most important is in their most is that moment they can see God in their life.
那最重要的是在他们最黑暗的时候呢，他们可以在他们的生命当中看到神。
Knowing that to to enable them to free from those is really that's difficulty. The kind of a bondage they are in.
然后呢，然后在他们这样子束缚当中呢，能够来出来，有这样子的希望，这样的机会。
And here, does God say that you need to provide them with something to start their life?
那你也要来给他们一些东西呢，来让帮助他们重新生活。
So here, as I mentioned, that actually is to supply them the liberally from your flock, as it was 14, from your threshing floor, and from your wine press, from what the Lord has blessed you with with you shall give to them.
那十四节说到呢，从你羊群和藏酒榨之中要多多的给他，耶和华你神怎样赐予给你，你也要照样给他。
And 15 is remember that you were slave in the hand in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today.
15节要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆，耶和华你的神将你救赎，因此我今日吩咐你这件事。
So you see that all due to the redemption of God, they literally help their brother sister.
那我们就看到，就是因为呢，神曾经这样子的来救赎过他们，他们也要同样的来帮助他们的弟兄。
They once was a slave in Egypt. That how God has saved them, so they can rebuild their life in God, enjoy the prosperity given by God.
那他们曾经呢在埃及地做过奴仆，但是神将他的救赎出来，然后给他们机会，让他们重新展开生活。
So this is one way that is a motivation or is a reason why that we need to do good on our brother sister.
这是非常好的动机和非常好的理由，让我们为什么告诉我们为什么呢？要来这样子帮助我们弟兄姐妹。
Because in doing so that we can lay a good foundation in heaven.
那这样子做呢，我们就能够在天家呢来造建造好非常的那个基础。
A look at the third part, 16 to 18.
我们看第三段16节到18节。
So here that's 16 to 18.
16节到18节。
16 and 17. And if it happened that we say to you, I will not go away from you because he loved you and your house, since he prospered with you. 17. Then you shall take an oar and thrust it through his ear to the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also to your female servants, you shall do likewise. 18. He shall not deem hard to you when you send him away free from you, for he has been worth a double higher servant in serving you 6 years. Then the Lord your God will bless you in all that you do. So here's 16 and 17. It talks about a situation where a servant that really loved the master.
那所以16节、17节谈到一个状况，就是呢，这个奴仆呢非常爱他的主人。
Maybe this brother treats slave and also his brothers as well.
或者是说呢，这个弟兄呢，来对他的这个奴仆，也是同样他的弟兄，对他非常的好。
And provide them with a very good life.
那提供他们非常好的生活。
So that's why here say that after 6 years, and the slave or this brother doesn't want to go away from this his master or the brothers.
那所以呢，六年之后呢，这个奴仆，这个弟兄呢，他不愿意离开他的主人。
And so because of love.
那是因为他爱他们。
Because of prosperity, they have enjoyed.
那也享受呢他们所被提供的这个生活。
Maybe they have compared that some the life if they start again won't be better than the life that they have at the moment.
那或许比较过说呢，他们自己出去呢，跟留在这个主人家的这个状况，可能不会更好。
So I can see that it's quite different. That's now that's this bond servants relationship is quite different from the one before.
那可以看到这个奴仆的这个关系呢，就是跟以前的不一样了。
Before because the debt and they need to serve them, become the servant.
那从前呢，是因为债务的关系，他必须要来服侍他。
But today, this situation that because love, they want to live together.
那现在呢，这个状况呢，是因为爱呢，他不希望来离开。
So today, that's we can see that we become the servant of God because of love.
那今天呢，我们同样的是因为爱成为神的奴仆。
We don't want to go away from Jesus Christ.
我们不想要来离开神。
Because we know that in Jesus Christ our life better than those that live a life without Christ.
我们知道呢，跟耶稣基督一同生活的生命呢，比没有耶稣基督的生活更加的美好。
Because we have eternal life.
因为我们有非常非常自由的生活。
We have our inheritance, the kingdom of God.
那我们有这个天国的这个基业。
So the path for us is to serve our Lord faithfully and to the end.
那我们的角色呢，就是要来忠心的来服侍神，直到最后。
Okay. Quickly, that's just went through the follow part.
那我们来快速的看来第五段。
I talk about the firstborn.
那这里谈到这个头生的律例。
Firstborn have regarding the female.
那有关于这个公的头生。
So that's the firstborn is the best.
就这个头生的呢是最好的。
So it should be for God, and also it should belong to God.
要来分别为圣归给神
，because it's been sanctified. Yeah, it's been sanctified.
那因为已经来成圣了，要归给神。
And also due to the redemption.
那也因为这个神的这个救赎。
Because it's the Passover.
那因为这个逾越节的关系。
How God will redeem their firstborn.
那神呢，怎么样来分别这个头生的为圣
？So that's why that's here once again to tell them that I need to offer the firstborn to God.
那所以呢，这个头生的呢，应该要来献给神。
So today, so we need to offer the best to God.
那今天我一样呢，我们要将最好的来献给神。
In the Old Testament, Israel is the God firstborn.
那这个呢，在旧约来说呢，这个以色列人是神的这个头生。
That's we call this Exodus chapter 4.
那这是记载在出埃及。
So Israel is the firstborn. Today, we are the chosen people. We are the firstborn of God.
那今天呢，我们也是神的选民，也是这个神的头生的。
We're the firstborn in the world. I mean, in this world, firstborn of God in this world.
那在这个世界上来说，我们就是神所头生的子民。
So we have been sanctified by God.
那么也被神来分别为圣。
We have been redeemed by God.
我们也被神来救赎
，So we should be offer our best, the best of talents, the best of our energies, or abilities to serve the Lord.
我们要将最好的我们的力气、我们最好的时间、我们最好的能力来归给神。
And now I conclude the Bible study today.
今天就到这边结束。